Welcome to another edition of Hockey Talk at the LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer, along with Sun beat writer Steve Silver, talking Las Vegas Wranglers hockey. Steve, I'll be honest with you. I thought we were done for the year with Hockey Talk. The Wranglers, what do you know, in the playoffs, won a series, shockingly to me, and now they're rocking and rolling. They're on to the next round. Big game tonight, obviously. How do they do it? What's going on with this club? I'm shocked.
Well, yeah, it's been a while since we've been in here talking hockey, and really, there were times this season where it didn't look like they'd make the playoffs, and there are other times where it looked like maybe they'd win the conference. And the last series against Bakersfield, they're down 3-2. They come home, and they win two in a row, pull it out in Game 7. They win 5-1 in Game 7. It wasn't even close. And now they're in the division finals against Stockton. And they're down 1-0. They blew another two-goal lead. This is five times. Five times in eight games. They've blown a two-goal lead, okay? And now they're down 1-0. They come home, scheduling conflict at the Orleans. This is a big game tonight because if they lose, they're in a 2-0 hole, and they've got two on the road, even though they have home ice advantage.
Now, this team all year, they've shot themselves in the foot. They've been inconsistent. I say they lose tonight, and then they go on the road, and they probably win too. With this team, everything you think that is going to happen, Steve, this year has gone totally the opposite way. I can't figure this team out. I haven't been able to handicap them all year. I'm not as hockey savvy as you are or some of the fans that listen to us regularly, but this team, I can't get a pulse for them. And I think that's what makes them so interesting is tonight you're going to go to the arena – And who knows what's going to happen. They might win 5-0. They might be up 2-0 and lose 3-2. There might be a fight. There might be some popcorn by a mascot dumped on somebody. It's fun.
The thing with this team is that when they win, they tend to just blow out their opponent. But when they lose, it's usually they blew a lead I don't know. That's what makes it interesting is that this team appears better than most other teams. Matchup-wise, maybe Alaska right now is looking like the only team that would, really give them fits if they did advance to the next round. But you look at the matchup on paper, and they should be beating Stockton. And really, I talked to some of the guys, and they said, the bus ride home from Stockton, which 8.5 hours on a bus, it wasn't that bad. They said they felt very confident. They had a breakdown. Stockton scored 3 goals in less than 3 minutes. The goalie had a breakdown. They pulled him. They pulled Glenn Fisher. And then for the rest of the game, they really outplayed them. But that was just a little too much to overcome. So they feel confident. These teams have met 7 times this year. All 7 of those games, the home team has won. So, again, you would think that this would be the 4th time at the Orleans. They would beat them for the 4th time at home. But you never know because it's Monday night, and so far the Wranglers haven't pulled anyone for these weeknight playoff games. 3,000 fans. During the regular season, they're averaging about 4,500 fans. So I don't know where all those fans went or why Monday night they can't get up for a division finals game, but they come out to a near silent arena that takes the home ice away.
Las Vegas 51s are also in the mix. They're not,
but they're not winning.
And they're not at home tonight, so that's not a factor. You talked about the goalie situation earlier. Fisher was solid in that Bakersfield series. Listen, he had a breakdown. He gave up the 3 goals. Snap, snap, snap. Now game 2.
Who
do we go to? Who's playing tonight?
I would assume that it's just DeCaro. No notice given to me yet. I imagine it's going to be him. He played 2 solid periods in relief, 2.5 really periods in relief in game 1. So you got to imagine you stay with him. But Fisher strung together 2 great games at the end of the Bakersfield series. So it's almost like a quarterback controversy where you've got 2 guys who are, two who are average. The problem is when you have 2, that means you don't have 1. And no one's really been that consistent for 3-4 games and put together, a full 60-minute game.
Yeah, did you get a sense from the players who they might want back there or who they respond to better when a certain goalie's in the net?
No, I really don't think it matters to them. The big key is the defense. I feel like the goalies they're going to play equal to them. There's no real difference. I don't notice difference. It's the defensive pairings, and Glenn Gulleton has been shifting those a lot. Recently, he's had Straub and Tyler sitting out and had Medill and Destin there, but in Bakersfield, when I was on the road with them, Medill and Destin were up in the bleachers with me. So he's been trying to figure out the defensive pairings. I think the forwards are pretty much set. Everyone except for one guy's back from the AHL. Again, they should be putting up a lot of points. They just have to learn how to play with a lead.
And offensively, we've got up here in front of us, Steve, the top 20 point getters in the playoffs for the ECHL. I'm scanning up and down. I'm like, wow, we got guys from Alaska, Ontario, Stockton, everybody. Where's Las Vegas? Well, they've got one guy who's in the top 20 in points scored. Is that good? Does that mean it's a team effort? Everybody's getting involved? Or do they need the one guy who, when they need a good pass or a good shot, they could go to?
Well, you look at it, and that one guy is Kelly Chu, who's got 10 points in 8 games. That's you know, that's
knife on the top 20 list.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not bad. They certainly don't have that guy who, when he's on the ice, that's it. You know, you want to see, to me, I want to see those goals. I want to see it spread around because that line, that's Kelly Chewy, Adam Miller, and Dan Rydell. They play together on any given night. Either of those guys could go off for 4 points and they're all assisting each other. You know, and now they've got Tyler Mosienko back. He put up a ton of points. He's actually second, I think, in the franchise record for points. So he's back and it's just a matter of getting these guys gelling, you know, if the Wranglers don't play well in that run and gun type of thing, you know, they go down low, fight for the puck in the corner, kick it around the net, and you know, just feed it in front, and that's what they got to do. And I think a lot of teams learn from the Bakersfield series that you got to keep the tempo high, you just got to run and gun with them, and make the Wranglers, you know, make their shifts that much harder.
Well, Steve, a team that has been super inconsistent all year. The one thing I like about the playoffs, though, is the consistency and some of the traditions. Folks, the last time we taped the Hockey Talk, our man Steve Silver was clean-shaven. Well, he looked like he was a kid going to his eighth-grade graduation, baby-faced. Now he's got the full beard. He's into the hockey mode. Steve, what is it about these beards in the playoffs? Is it you? Is it the whole team? Is it folks we see in the NHL? What's the logic behind the itchy beards?
Well, mine's really for the Pittsburgh Penguins because you know that's
like
my home team.
I like the Penguins too.
And this beard's going to be here for a lot longer than the Wranglers. I have a feeling, but it's tradition, and not everyone does it. I mean, first of all, there's some guys on the team who probably can't. I'm older than some of the guys on the team, so they probably just can't grow the beards. You know, it's tradition. It's just one of those things. You want to come June, have this just full beard taken over your whole body almost, because that shows you made it the whole year. And, you know, not everyone does it, but I think it's just one of those things, part of the game. You see a lot of the North American players do it. The Americans, the Canadians, you know, it's tradition. And, it does a little team bonding too. Like when they shaved their heads back for, you know, charity a couple months ago.
I like the Devil Rays in the World Series. They had the Mohawks last year.
Well, there you go. You know, it's just a bit of team bonding. And right now, again, that locker room's confident. They are not down on themselves. And even if they go down 2-0, I don't think they're down at all. Tonight, though, I really think is a must win. It's only game 2, but you don't want to go on the road down 2-0.
Yeah, must win, and we'll have all your coverage right on the LasVegasSun.com website. Steve, great job covering the team this year. Great job reporting back to us. I'd like to tell everybody that this is our last show, but the way these guys
are... Oh, you don't know.
It's such a coin flip. I'd hate to try to handicap these guys at the sports book. I'm glad they don't put lines up on them.
Yeah, and again, if they do come back home... The final three are at the Orleans Arena because of the weird scheduling. So that'd be May 5th, 6th, and 7th for games 5, 6, and 7 if they need all those.
And they'll have their Cinco de Mayo uniforms on for that.
Maybe.
Day.
Who knows? But, you know, the big thing is the NHL playoffs are on. You know, they're on all the time. So if you're just a hockey fan, I don't even care if you root for Stockton. Just get out to the arena, really. Because this is playoff hockey, and to see a near-empty arena is kind of a depressing sight. And I just like it to be loud. I don't care who you cheer for. I just like it to be loud out there.
Or if you can't make it out, at least be on our website, LasVegasSun.com. Steve's got stories up. We've got some photos every night. Giving the Wranglers a good ride. For Steve Silver, beat writer extraordinaire, I'm Ray Brewer. Thanks for listening to Hockey.